Hello and welcome once again to the podcast Postmodern Cowboys. With me again in my apartment is
Michelle.
I'm Matt.
Anthony.
And I'm Brian. And joining us is our special guests, Imad and Niku.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Imad isn't that much of a guest since he is my roommate, and so this is technically half of my apartment and half his. And Niku is his girlfriend, so she's a quarter of a roommate, kind of. So our topic for today is Valentine's Day.
Now, when I first heard that, I felt pressure inside.
I gagged a little.
Yes, so I think we should start with that.
This is like every other day of the year for me.
A little bit of me dying.
Oh, God.
So this day now has this, like, this weight upon it.
Mm-hmm.
I felt pressure for two reasons. Like, I have to plan something, or also, is my boyfriend going to plan something? Like, you know, that pressure. Anyways, but let's recognize that the pressure's there.
Okay.
For the podcast or the date?
Just the date.
Okay.
I mean, even in, middle school, I felt pressured. No, the first girlfriend I had to do with Valentine's Day, because in fourth grade, I got her a Crunch candy bar.
Damn, fourth grade?
Yeah.
See, Matt's a romantic at heart.
But the next day, I got her Snickers bar, and she said we weren't going to be together anymore. And I thought it was because of the candy. No, she just didn't like me. But for the longest time, I couldn't eat. Was it Crunch or Snickers? I can't even remember.
Imad and Niku, you've been together for quite some time, right?
How many Valentine's? Yeah, how many Valentine's?
What I'm getting at is, have you celebrated Valentine's Day together?
No.
Never.
Wow. No. That's like the... Not even the first.
No, but time. Has Valentine's Day passed while you guys were together?
No.
So this will be your first one.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay. Wow. So I'm glad that we have them on too.
Cause, no pressure, but you know. Because
<that thing?
laughs>
the first one, I think that that's big.
It's a make or break moment for us.
It depends. It depends on how you guys define it, but I think there's a lot of pressure on both of you to make it good.
I mean,
but not. But it doesn't. It might not even come from you guys.
Oh,
might come from
yeah.
everyone else.
Like
that
us.
Is true.
That's true.
Yeah.
We like, will pressure you.
Like your podcast makes that bring you on to talk about Valentine's Day.
Last minute. Michelle, right before the show, this isn't exactly Valentine's related, although
it, is kind
it could
of.
Be. It's kind of a continuation
oh, no, let's not,
from
let's
last
not make
episode.
It.
But you said that from our Tinder experiment a couple episodes ago, you actually met someone.
Yes, okay, so I deleted the account, but then my friends were like, oh, you should do Tinder again. And I was like, why?
Because they heard the podcast.
No, I was kind of offended. I was like, you think, like, I need it? Like, I need it in my life? I don't know, so I did it. And the only reason why I actually started talking to one guy, because to be honest, they all seem so scary to me.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason why I talked to one guy is because we had mutual friends, and they're all SDAs.
Oh, interesting.
So I was like, so he was like, you wanna play a game of tic-tac-toe? And I was like, no, but are you SDA? And he was like, what?
Wow, no? things got PG really fast.
Yeah, I know.
For those who don't know, SDA is the initialization of Seventh-day Adventist.
It's not a disease or anything.
It's not a disease. Well, I guess some might consider
it a
disease.
It's a Christian denomination, but the reason why I think it's so interesting is because it's a very small denomination.
Very niche.
So the chances of meeting another SDA in like a secular setting like that is like really strange. So that's why I started talking to him. Turns out he's not SDA, but
he's SDA adjacent.
Yeah, yeah. Which is even that is like really hard to combine.
SDA by two, one
yeah.
degree.
But like, yeah.
SD
was...
enough.
Yeah, all right, fine. Just get in here. Yeah. So that's why I started talking to him. I'm actually gonna meet him after this.
Oh, that's why you have
See,
to leave so early. Will
good.
You show him the podcast?
Can you please?
I told him there was a podcast, and that's why.
Well,
I
now he's on it, so that,
yeah.
What's his
he's
name?
On black.
No,
I can't
don't say his
okay.
name.
Okay. Next time.
Let's call him Julio Pastulio.
Julio Pastulio.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually kind of worried of us using our names, like, but
that's
anyways,
true.
But
yeah.
That's
I
want to
be famous.
There's no liability here, though.
Yeah, we forgot about
yeah.
that. It's
I mean,
online already.
A couple episodes ago, you endorsed anal sex.
I did. Well, no. I alluded to it briefly
okay.
in a very tasteful way. A very tasteful way.
It's gonna bite you when you run for office in 10 years.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, jeez. Yeah. All of you guys, gag. Gag orders.
Julio Pastulio is,
Sounds magical. Sounds musical.
Yeah.
I really hope nothing happens. And that Valentine's is just spent
by myself. But do you think it's harder because it's the week before Valentine's? Like, imagine, like, no. Yeah. Would it be different if, like, today yeah. was Valentine's and you went on a date?
That's
like,
a good question.
Obviously, bring it back to the topic.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, but I mean, so people go on dates on Valentine's Day just for the sake of having a date on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
People do that.
I feel, yeah. Yeah. Like, people are like, I need a date for Valentine's Day, so.
Oh.
choking on my.
I guess I'll just swipe right on it. See, I'm asking you.
Is there more pressure asking someone on a first date on Valentine's Day or for a second date?
I think second.
I feel second,
yes.
For
really?
Sure. Yeah.
I
yeah.
think first.
First is just, well, there's not as much pressure on first for, like, anything after, right? You're just like, oh, it's just because it's Valentine's Day that I'm going on this date.
That's
but
true.
If it's a second date, and then you're like,
there's
do
that
they, there's
insinuation.
That, ooh, yeah, that it's a lot more serious because Valentine's
ooh,
Day is a lot more
okay.
like.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say that Julio Postulio is going to ask you out on Valentine's Day.
Lord have mercy.
And so I think you need to have something, like an answer prepared.
Yeah, you need
something.
A game plan.
Roll the dice.
Or maybe knowing you, you'll
yeah, just,
you'll just you
emergency
yeah,
dice.
Maybe just, like, bring it up today. Like,
to be honest, me and my friends just wanted to do, like, this experiment. So today she's going on a date with this guy who she's not interested in. Obviously, I'm not interested in. Sorry, Julio Postulio, if you hear this.
We just lost a fan.
Our only fan. Anyway, but yeah, I'm not, like, super interested, but we're trying to do this thing where we want to see just how much patience normal, like, people have on, like, the first meeting. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to be, like, so we're so Julio Postulio and me are gonna go eat pizza. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna fold the pizza like a roll and then, like, eat it and, like, you know, like, itch, like, yeah, like
this,
like,
so you're just you
choreographed your first date pretty much.
Pretty much.
So
it's
this
scripted,
is like your playground.
Much.
You're just playing here. You're
well
just,
no,
just
well, that sounds awful, but
but yeah.
I mean but yeah before. I mean, I feel like the podcast is gonna get a lot of, like, angry mail
yes.
from men's rights
okay,
activists
fine.
Saying
fine.
Like
fine.
That you're
fine.
Using men for social experimentation. This
but,
is horrible.
But then haven't men done that for years?
Yes.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So
hello.
I think
and
that,
we kind of touched that on.
I think
on
we can
that.
Just all
or
just
Tinder.
Collectively blame Valentine's Day and everyone.
No, because I don't associate today with Valentine's
no,
Day.
No,
at
today,
all.
Today
no,
today isn't Valentine's
yeah,
Day.
Yeah, that's true.
It's at the end of the week. No, yeah, next
today
week.
Is a week.
It's next week.
I mean, yeah. I'm not gonna be, like, unattractive. I just want to see how it feels to be completely 100 from the start.
Huh?
Nightly show.
Yeah.
Oh,
the night.
With
yeah.
like
keeping
no
it
like thing,
I
and just
that
be
that's
like
becoming a thing. Whatever.
Like my GPA, not that high. I'm not that smart, and you're probably gonna end up supporting me. No. Are you in? Or are you not?
Wow.
This pizza's on me, by the way.
I'll buy the pizza. You buy the rest of my life.
Exactly. Perfect.
Wow, that, I like the boldness. I like the boldness of it.
Do you think this might evolve into, like, a first date kind of tradition or a Valentine's Day tradition?
Well, I don't know. If it does work out successfully, then I would be totally down to try it again, because that's so much better than you trying your best to be so prim and proper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but there's a problem here, because, okay, so what happens if you do this and he's like, wow, she was so open and so forward. I totally dig that. And then he asks you out on, like, Valentine's Day. And now you can't do this experiment on other people because, you know, you're pressured.
Why wouldn't
with...
I? I'll just double book. Just
what? Just like I said.
Dinner with you, drinks with you, movie with you. Okay, I'm sleeping.
3 weeks ago, Michelle was hesitant to download Tinder. Now she's double booking.
No, I'm not
going to
meet any more people through Tinder, though.
Oh.
That was actually, like, my first and last.
These are the girls. Well, why take the trouble of going to different places? You sit down at dinner and just trade them out every 15 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah,
you're
like, time
okay,
up,
sorry,
you
got to go now because there's somebody else coming.
Oh, okay.
There's actually stories of bartenders in SF that do that. Like, they see girls doing that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure.
No, they do.
But that's
and
some skill that I don't think I'll ever level
but,
up
but talking
to.
To, you were talking about keeping it at 100. I think Valentine's Day is not keep... That holiday is designed for people not to keep it 100, you know?
Yeah, it's sort of part of the definition.
I think so. I mean, you know, guys that aren't romantic are pressured to be romantic on that day, right? Girls that don't like sweet things are pressured to want to like, you know, romantic sweet things on that day. You're pressured to buy all these things that you would never buy under, you know, normal conditions.
Right.
And we all buy into it, I think.
That's so interesting. I never thought of... Because I always thought that guys always had somewhat of like a romantic characteristic about them?
I do. Matt does.
Matt does.
I know Matt does.
We all know Matt does.
In high school, I was unanimously voted world's best husband, which was weird because it's an AP chemistry class, and all the other topics were like best in class. Like,
wow.
Most likely due to homework, and I won world's best husband.
Well,
it takes a lot to be a husband. It's nothing to be.
While still in high school. Geez,
that award was made just for you.
I think so.
It doesn't exist anymore. It was just for you.
How do they know?
We were deciding awards, and it's like, oh, Matt, world's best husband. And then everyone just kind of nodded.
I wonder, because it's like everyone simultaneously agreed on like what qualifications you need to win that award. It just sort of happen.
I see that with you, I think. I see that with Brian, too.
Yeah.
I do not see that with me. I don't think I'd make a good husband right now.
Brian, I probably wouldn't count if we
Yeah, I wouldn't make a good husband at all.
Matt, while we're on that vein, do you have any interesting Valentine's Day stories?
Oh, man. I had some. I mean, I'm only... The thing about Valentine's Day, because it's coming up, I'm only thinking about Valentine's Day right now. I can't even remember... Oh, man, I wish. I have a ton I can get.
You have at least 18.
But. Oh, but, Oh, was that? It was that day. Okay. Oh, I can bring it up. Okay. Is it? Wait, which one are we talking about? Are we talking about the one?
I don't know. You're talking about something.
Talk about both of them.
We're talking about the one where I liked the girl because it was Valentine's Day or something.
Okay.
Oh, it was the
The phone?
It was the phone thing, I think.
Was that on Valentine's Day?
They're talking about something
that
we do not
know. It was on February, it was on February 15th, a day after Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay.
Setting this up, it was my senior year of high school. And, you know, prom is actually...
Fresh off his
April.
Win of best husband.
Yeah.
Fresh off.
No, best husband was junior year.
Oh, that's why. That's
He's
why.
Better now.
But, yeah. So
best ex-husband.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay.
All right.
But, okay. I asked her on... I met her the week... I met her on Valentine's, actually. And I called her the night after. Because on Valentine's, I had a math competition. And she was like the other nerd there. Like, literally, this is what happened. And then at the end of the day, she went to school in, like, Moreno Valley. So I asked her for her Facebook, and she added me. And then I talked on the phone with her the next night after I went to a senior citizens dance. And and I pretended to be Kurt Vonnegut. That's another story. But that night, we talked for 2 hours, and it was the night after Valentine's. And I think it's completely true that it had a lot of context, because the funny part of the story is that I was like telling her that I actually really liked her, even though I just met her, and I was getting to that point. And you know, you can tell it's like someone smiling on the other end of the phone.
Yes.
And she's like, "Yes, Matt, yes." And then right before I was about to say it, I looked in my phone and I was like, "Wait, why is it dark and black? My phone died." So, I had to wait like 5 minutes right before I was gonna tell her like I really liked her and I didn't know like things like this happened. And then yeah, she actually and I called her back and then I kind of like laughed at the idea, but. I think Valentine's Day really made that week special because I was like, just like, I don't know who I'm taking for prom. It's senior year.
And
how did I get here? Yeah. But no,
it was between
was...
her and the senior citizen you were dancing with.
Yeah, I got to tell her about how I helped out elderly people, so that gave me a plus.
Brown's <Yeah. laughs>
I remember, I think, might have been junior year, I think it was Valentine's Day that I've considered like one of the best days of my life.
Well,
I got... My
was
license?
There Chipotle involved?
No.
Oh, you know it doesn't count then.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was just telling Imad like earlier that...
did you guys do the Chipotle thing?
Yeah, we did.
What Chipotle thing?
The Chipotle thing.
That would have been... If they had that on Valentine's Day, that would have been...
Who cares?
My burrito would have been my date.
Yeah.
No
doubt.
No.
She's
thanks.
Right. She's right there.
In some, prior to, you know, in all of the past Valentines, we're all going back to our past.
We're not endorsing Chipotle, but
anyway, you got your license.
And it was there's also
you spent it at the you don't get your.
Oh yeah, I skipped school to go to the DMV.
Oh,
it was
on
a nice,
Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day.
A good memory at the DMV.
Not particularly. I remember I kind of like drove on the curb for a bit, and the guy kind of like chuckled like that.
Oh my gosh,
that's bad.
Yeah, but he was cool. He was a nice guy.
No, like for safety reasons.
And so I was a junior, and the senior class was doing Valentine's Day grams, like for a fundraiser. Like you pay a dollar, and they deliver this letter. And so I liked two senior girls. that time. And both of them sent me a card, and I'm pretty sure it was just to give their class money. But we were also like officers in student associations.
That's a conflict of interest.
Where is
the sentiment?
Oh, no, it wasn't just a card. It was cake pops.
Oh. So that's entirely a different matter.
So they were in love with you.
I'd like to think so. But and then after that, I remember one of my favorite bands, their new album came out on that day. So we stopped by Target, got that. And then we stopped by Barnes & Noble, and on the bargain price section, they had this big book called The Book of Honey. And my mom got me that. And
that's sweet.
That was basically the best day of my life. Well, it's tied with the day I got a free Chipotle burrito.
Oh, I wanted that so bad.
You
poor soul. Maybe so, Julio Postulio.
There we go.
Still has his receipt.
But would you say, like, out of all the Valentine's days, you've...
What? Wait, if you still have your receipt, you can still get
That's the
your...
whole point.
Yeah.
Right? So you buy the burrito on the one day, you keep your receipts, and then you use the receipt any day in February to get the free burrito.
I just got chills. Oh, my gosh. Whoa.
Are they multiplying?
Matt, were you going
to
say
something? Oh, yeah.
Getting back to Valentine's Day for a second.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Okay. Would you say, like, out of all the Valentine's days you remember, like, would you say you have more good Valentine's or bad Valentine's? Or would you think, like, most people have good Valentine's days? Like, what kind of holiday is Valentine's?
I'd say good because the period of, like, high school, I don't really remember any Valentine's Day meaning anything, but in elementary school,
yeah.
Oh man, where you'd make the really big elaborate boxes and you'd draw on them and you'd make a slit in the top and then everybody would bring a little candy attached to like a card and everybody would give and you were all in it together and it was really nice and inclusive.
I think that sets people up for disappointment.
Disappointment. Yeah, we set our bar way too high.
It's like 30 people gave me cards.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this must be what happens
and
every
round. And now I'm 30 and no one.
but I think you're right. It's been drilled into us since we were infants. Like, this is a day of love and appreciation, and you must have someone to appreciate you that day, or else you're nothing.
Well, and I mean, the funniest thing about it is just that, you know, this whole thing with the
commodification of the entire holiday,
right? Even when elementary school, right? Like, how easy would it be to have people, like, make little cute, like, handmade cards on paper? It's the exact type of thing that you would do in elementary school, but we didn't. Yeah. We went to Target and bought, like, the big bag of cards. Like, you know. Like,
see, this year, my boyfriend and I agreed that we were going to take a chill pill for this Valentine's Day. And we're not going... No, wait. Because, I mean, we've been together for a while. And, you know, it's so hard to get a reservation, right? Like, I think at one point, I think we spent in the Denny's, and it was really depressing. It was actually kind of nice, but...
I love Denny's.
I think it was. But anyway, I think one Valentine's Day I had early dinner at a Denny's. But there's just so much pressure to do something, like, amazing, and so... So he's planning it this year, right? So it's kind of... So I'm gay, and so we're both the guy, right? There's no, like, a guy and a girl. We're both the guy. So we both have, like, that pressure, but... So this year, he's taking it on. Like, it's up to him. He hasn't told me what he's going to do. And so this year, I thought, maybe I should go to Target and buy those little kid things. And, like, since I have all this time now that I don't have to, you know, buy anything for him. I will, although I already bought him his Valentine's Day gift. It's really cool. So everything's already taken care of on my end. You know? So I have all this extra time. So I'm thinking I'm going to go to Target and buy like frozen Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And like hand them out to my friends at school. And it'd be like a throwback.
So before we head out, I just want to put the spotlight on someone. And I was wondering if you could give us some wise words of wisdom of love, Niku. Just to...
Heal.
Like the thesis statement.
Heal the world with your words. We have a broken world out there. Go for it.
I don't know. Enjoy the time that you have with the people you love, and if you don't love them, don't waste your time with them.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you, Niku. Wow. Thanks again for listening to our podcast. We're going to try to make this a weekly thing, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, and if you guys still want a date for Valentine's Day, I believe Matt is open.
No,
Matt is not open.
Well, no, actually, she's going home for Valentine's.
Oh,
but I got her gift. So But okay. It's a topic count.
All right. Okay. Goodbye, everyone. Thanks.
Bye.